This is GQDN for Friday, December 6th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. If you put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there. Go check all of that out. And by stackup.org. In today's news for a Finally Friday, we have a free multiplayer weekend for PlayStation. We got some Nintendo news, and we have some POW World news as well. But we begin today with Engadget.com, because a Brazilian judge has overturned a ruling about the Apple App Store. Now, last week, the Brazilian antitrust regulators, called CAG, did order Apple to allow users to download apps and make purchases outside of the App Store with a 20-day deadline. And the fines are not complying. But the Brazilian federal court did overturn the injunction because they said that the ruling was, quote, disproportionate and unnecessary, end quote. Now, CAG did order Apple to allow third-party developers to tell users about the ways in the in-app purchases, so that way developers would not be forced to pay Apple at all. But it also demanded that Apple open up the ecosystem so other stores could allow some sideloading. And if Apple did not comply within 20 days timeline, it could face a $40,000 or $43,000 fine per day. Apple appealed the ruling, because those changes would have been too difficult to implement within that time frame, and the court did agree. In fact, the court said, quote, the technical complexity of the changes and the global regularity impacts in similar decision in other regions, such as European Union, reinforced the need for such changes to be discussed in greater depth. So that was overturned for now. Now, if you have or want a new PC, you should know that via The Verge that Microsoft has ended the Surface Studio 2 Plus, and there is no successor to the Surface Studio 2. So, Microsoft did end the production of Surface Studio 2, and the stock will run out. It is running out right now. So Microsoft did confirm that to Windows Central, and Microsoft did say in the statement, quote, customers can continue to purchase Surface Studio 2 Plus through retailers and partners with stock. For areas reaching out of stock, Surface Studio 2 Plus will no longer be available for new purchases, end quote. Now, Microsoft has been focusing on Copilot Plus and the new Surface Pro 11 and Surface Laptop 7. And they also launched the business-focused versions of Surface Pro 10, not 2, but 10, and Surface Laptop 6. So, Surface Studio 2 is done. Now we go to some software for a little bit. Anyway, because EA right now, according to Eurogamer, is making more patents public because they want to improve gaming accessibility. So EA has pledged 23 new patents to share across the industry via the accessibility portal. And Eurogamer did talk about some of the patents and what they do. We'll just say what the patents are. And there are six of them. The first one is intelligent personalized speech recognition, generating expressive speech audio form from text data, generating speech in the voice of player of a video game, voice aging using machine learning, emotion-based music style change using deep learning, dynamically selecting speech functionality on client devices. Here's what Kerry Hopkins, the SVP of Global Affairs at EA, did say about this. Quote, we believe that games should be accessible to everyone, and our industry-leading teams are always looking for new ways to make this a reality. By making this technology available to others, we continue to work to enhance accessibility individually for players around the world by removing unintended barriers to access. End quote. Now, WCCF Tech is next, because we know that Grand Theft Auto 6 is on the way. So they reflected on Grand Theft Auto 3 by Citi and why that was an exclusive deal with PlayStation. Why? Because Sony was worried about Xbox. Chris Deering, the Sony Computer Entertainment Europe president, was talking to the game industry's Christopher Dring during the EGX London special session. And Chris was talking about some of the third-party games deals for the PlayStation exclusives, such as Grand Theft Auto, because some of those signings were a reaction to Xbox. And the company was worried when they saw the console coming. So they spoke with some of the favorite third-party developers and publishers and had asked them to sign a special deal just to keep the next-generation games to PlayStation for 2 years. Take-Two was among the publishers that accepted the offer because back then Grand Theft Auto was not that big, not like what it is now. All of this is all a part of the 30th anniversary of PlayStation, and maybe with Grand Theft Auto 6 coming. Now we go to yesterday, because PC Gamer had their top 25 games that they were looking forward to for next year. Now, I'm not going to give you all 25, but I'll give you some of the big hitters and the top five, such as Judas came in at 25. Perfect Dark comes in number 20. Dune Awakening at 17. A 007 Project, number 14. Light No Fire, number 12. Metal Gear Solid, Snake Eater at number 11. Avowed at number 8. Well, I'll give you the top 6. Death Stranding 2 on the beach at number 6. Number 5 was Grand Theft Auto 6. Number 4 was Slay the Spire. Number 3, Monster Hunter Wilds. Number 2, Doom the Dark Ages. And number 1, Civilization 7. Those are some of the top ones within what they are looking forward to next year. Maybe they should have said Power World. Games Radar did say that the Pachyvera developer did respond to some controversy, even though the game is a part of the Game Awards. Now, Pachyvera's global community manager was up on Twitter because they are part of the TGA and Nintendo is suing them as part of the lawsuit. So, Bucky did tweet, quote, "Power World's latest crime against gaming is that our community outvoted 20 other games for the TGA voting." Now, the Game Awards announced 30 games were eligible for the Player's Voice Awards, which is decided by public votes only. Those 30 games have been whittled down to just 10, with Power World as sitting alongside Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, Helldivers 2, Metaphor, Revenso, Genshin Impact, and other games as well, which might have caused a storm with the fans. Further quote from Bucky. "A week ago, Twitter was up in arms about the TGA jury, but now the 100% player voted category is also flawed because, checks note, Power World got through. It's 100% true that some fantastic games got knocked out in round one. Sonic, Shadow Generations, for example, but I don't know why we are to blame. I guess it's just the easy way to be anti-Power World compared to being against other games. Not that you should ever be against any game, really," end quote. But he did say that the two games of the year weren't even nominated for the award, such as Satisfactory and Infecturo, Space Age. We shall see. Okay, now we gotta get to some other things, such as Nintendo did remove some music in Splatoon 2 songs. Words are hard today, I'm sorry. But the support for the game was added just a few days ago. The full soundtrack is on the playlist, according to NintendoEverything.com, but fans did see that 5 other songs could be played as a part of the music search. Nintendo took them down. So here are the tracks. A Brighter Future Awaits, January 2017 trailer, bonus track, After Octo, Splatopolis, you know, Final Splatfest trailer, Incapolis, Memorable Mixtape. Those are the 5. Now, Nintendo said that these songs were not scheduled to be released, even though people could search it and play it. That's all that the company said. That's it. So, if you're looking for those songs, you might have to wait. Now, if you want to play a game, you might want to upgrade your PC a little bit, because PC Games did say that Indiana Jones and the Great Circle Early Access has some pretty bad graphics right now. So if you paid an extra $100 just to get the early access, then you should be ready for a little disappointment, because according to NVIDIA, you will not be able to use the full ray tracing path tracing in the early access game. The feature will only be available with the game when it launches later this month, and the game's graphical presets will use ray tracing in some other forms. So if you have less than an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4000 card, then you won't have that ray tracing. What PC Games is highlighting is the MSI Gaming GeForce RTX 4070 Ventus, which right now is on Amazon for $510. But the Ultra specs for the game requires the GeForce RTX 4090. That would need some frame generation. So we shall see what happens with that one, maybe. Another one from PC Games then. Path of Exile 2 sales are way, way up. And well, the developers are a little bit worried. Because look, the game is going into early access. And the developer, Grinding Gear Games, did announce that the sales are so high, they're really worried about the queue times, despite the extensive preparation. And there's a long-awaited sequel in one of the RPGs on the PC that could capitalize on the incredible popularity of the game. So here's what the game director, Jonathan Rogers, did say in a video. Quote, "We've just passed 1 million redemptions for Path of Exile 2 keys, and sales are still increasing. Obviously, this is great news, but it also comes with some downsides too," end quote, because he is talking about a lot of people and the queue times. So here's what he said about queue times. Quote, "There are probably going to be some queues during the launch weekend. Before the launch, when we are ordering capacity, we really didn't expect to have more than 1 million people online at the same time," end quote. So while they do have concerns about queue times, we shall see what happens if there's any other problems with the game. Now, its direct competitor is Diablo 4. And they were talking to PC Gamer about the current expansion, and they were defending their position on dungeons. So the game director, Brent Gibson, was talking to Polygon, and he was defending the Dark Citadel and how it was not going to be changed, because he said he was sticking to his guns. But he did go on to explain how the multiplayer dungeon is something players, they don't have to do, especially since rewards are cosmetic. Quote, "We've designed it in a way where, to be most efficient in the game, it's not required to have to go through that multiplayer content. I love the fact that we have to have this huge, rich game that has a bunch of different activities that give you an alternative path in the same loop." So, if you're wondering about said dungeon, now you know why it's there. Now we get to some basic updates, because Until Dawn on PlayStation 5, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, has finally fixed the trophy issues. And that's the PS5 PC update 1.08 and all the part of the patch notes that they have, which are, quote, "Disabled the ability to have TAA when on FSR is on. Player choice percentage telemetry is now correctly tracking across all platforms. Don't move inputs, respect keys, bindings correctly. The thing it's shining trophy achievement can now be unlocked when gathering the interactions from the episode select. Symphony of Horrors achievement no longer unlocks early in some instances. Fixes for stuttering issues when Mike is a situation spectrum in Chapter 9. Fixes butterfly effects for showing the wrong information in the end playthroughs. John character screen now appears in Chapter 10. The Shatter compilation starts up process that has been changed. There is now a shorter initial compilation screen, with some of it taking place in the menu. If you want to attempt to start the game during compilation, you'll get a warning screen. Movement prompt now appears during the deer approach in Chapter 6. Carnival of Solitude achievement no longer requires gyroscope function to unlock on Steam Deck. If experiencing a crash on boot while playing on Steam Deck, please switch to Proton Experimental in the compatibility settings of your device. So, things have been fixed for that game. Now we go to Marvel Rivals via Games Radar, because the devs did offer some codes for a free Iron Man skin, and you can celebrate it at launch. Marvel Rivals did say on Twitter, quote, Dear Rivals, we have noticed some players that are encountering purchase issues on Steam. To fix this problem, please check the following settings. Exit the game and restart Steam. Check if Steam overlay is enabled in your settings. If the problem persists, please try reinstalling Steam and then restarting the game. We're actively working to resolve the issue and sincerely apologize for any inconvenience. Thank you for your patience and understanding. And they did show the settings on Twitter. So, if you want that, you know how to get it. By the way, it's free weekend for PlayStation, and you don't need PlayStation Plus at all. It's a free multiplayer online weekend for PlayStation. That means the tournaments, like Tekken 8 and the EA Sports FC 25, and Astrobot. That's December 13th. So, here's what Sony did right about this quote. PlayStation Tournaments XP is a celebration of the players, competitors, and fans who make our competitive community great, or a great group to be a part of. Whether you're competing in London or cheering from home, we cannot wait for you to experience this new in-person competition. And that all starts today. But that is it for me today, and this is the last show for the week. No show tomorrow. It's a family thing. But we'll be back on Monday for more GQDN. Monday afternoon. My time off is done. Well, Monday, that is. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you Monday for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.